USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its eighth day. Over 1 million refugees have fled the country now. The influx is being attributed to Russian soldiers attacking the civilian population in Ukraine. Early Thursday morning, the UN aid chief, Martin Griffiths, makes a plea to the world body via the AFP French media outlet.
Today, protect civilians, for God's sake, in Ukraine. Let us do our job.
An advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky tweeted this morning that negotiators were on their way to a second round of peace talks with Russia. Former Attorney General Bill Barr pushed back on the theory that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in prison. He details how video evidence proves the idea wrong in his new book. The campaign to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court officially kicked off Wednesday. Democrats are making an effort to confirm Jackson before the Senate leaves for their Easter recess. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The humanitarian crisis from the Russian invasion of Ukraine has reached a milestone.
The tally from the UN High Commissioner for Refugees amounts to more than 2% of Ukraine's population on the move in under a week. The World Bank counted the nation's population at 44 million at the end of 2020. The UN agency has predicted that up to 4 million people could eventually leave Ukraine, but cautioned that even that projection could be revised upward. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Congressional Committee investigating the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol said former President Trump may have engaged in criminal conduct in his bid to overturn his election defeat. In a court filing, one of the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee's most detailed releases of findings yet, the panel said Trump potentially engaged in conspiracy to defraud the United States and may have obstructed an official proceeding. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the Russian war machine continues to make advances in Ukraine Thursday, a former member of the U.S. 101st Airborne, identified as John, has joined the fight in country. He's telling Fox News his story early Thursday morning.
It's my moral obligation. Since living here in Ukraine, these are some of the best people in the world. They're the best, as good as any of our friends and allies of America. I love this country, and when this invasion started, I considered it my obligation to stand up and defend these people. Oh, yes, we are in a combat zone right now. In fact, overhead right now, we do have Russian aircraft. We've had helicopters in our sector today. In fact, if the sirens come on, we might have to take shelter. But we have been, the Georgian Foreign Legion has been in Ukraine for many, many years since their own country fought the Russians. They've been saying that Ukraine is next. I joined them a month ago to help train civilians and to also fight, if necessary, here in Ukraine.
A Democrat lawmaker in Illinois is facing a 22-count indictment. Michael J. Madigan, the former Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives, was indicted by a grand jury Wednesday for federal charges related to racketeering, bribery, and attempted extortion, according to the complaint. Madigan served as the leader of the Illinois House of Representatives for 38 years, the longest tenure for a state speaker in modern history. He was also chair of the Illinois Democratic Party before resigning last year. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.